December 18th, Chris Maxwell.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Chris is a longtime pastor, 5 years with youth and 19 as a lead pastor. For the last 14 years, he has been campus pastor and director of spiritual life at Emmanuel College. He speaks in churches, conventions, and schools, and has written 9 books. On this date in 2014, Chris appeared on Faith Talk Atlanta and told his story. It's a story that reveals why his accomplishments are so amazing. Listen to this.
The setbacks that you have in your life may be the message that you live. Be bold. 20 years ago, Chris Maxwell was at the top of his game, happy and healthy, physically and mentally. He enjoyed coaching youth league basketball and pastoring in sunny Orlando, Florida. A scholar, Chris had complete books of the Bible memorized, and he remembered the name of every person that he met. But in March of 1996, Chris got sick. He had high temperatures, headaches, and stomach pain so bad that he passed out. When his speech stopped making sense, his family rushed him to the hospital. Something was wrong. Chris said, "The doctors didn't think I would live." The diagnosis was shocking: herpes simplex encephalitis. The neurologist said an MRI of Chris's brain looked like Swiss cheese. It was severely scarred, and his left temporal lobe was permanently damaged. Epileptic seizures followed, and though they were eventually controlled with medication, Chris suffered a lot. After his discharge from the hospital, he had to have extensive rehabilitation, including 3 daily visits from a nurse and speech therapy that made him feel like a child. For 6 months, he wasn't allowed to drive. The most difficult things to cope with, however, were the invisible effects of Chris's illness. His personality, knowledge, memory, and his emotions had all changed. His wife Debbie said it was like getting to know a second husband. But Chris refused to give up. He survived and has become an advocate for people who deal with epilepsy and encephalitis. He has also published several books, only now he is more of a poet than a scholar. Chris recognizes that his difficulties and struggles actually allow him to teach and write in a way he never could have before. He relates well to the Old Testament story of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 36. It says, "So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is daybreak.' But Jacob replied, 'I will not go unless you bless me.'" Chris is determined to grab a hold of the blessings that come with his mental setbacks. Today, Chris sees values in each moment, in each person, in each conversation, in each breath. In his advocacy work, Chris explains that the Greek root of the word epilepsy is seized, but he adds, "Instead of being the object of seizure and being held back, I choose to be the subject, to seize the day, to seize the moment, to seize this moment." Chris has learned to slow down, to pause. It's a theme that he often writes about. He said, "Instead of doing more to impress God, how can we find him in the now? Driving down the road, eating in a restaurant, having a conversation. Where is God in the picture? God is here." Is there something in your life that's setting you back? The setbacks that you have in your life may be the message that you live. Be bold.
Hello, men. Today is December 18th. My name is Jason Webb, the owner of the Profitable Christian Business Owner Community on Facebook and the Faith Field Profits podcast. Today's story is about Chris Maxwell, fantastic story about perseverance. Chris himself was a brilliant man and a longtime pastor. You know, he preached about God and knew God very intimately and very well. Yet God still had some setbacks and some things that he wanted Chris to work through. And so his setbacks could be his message. It's a fantastic story. I really enjoyed that. And it really made me dive into my past and some setbacks that God has put in my life and use those for a message, as we all have, right? I know you've probably had some setbacks in your life that you kind of sit back and you wonder, God, what are you doing to me? Why are you putting me through this? But once you get through those and you start looking back and you understand why God had that that plan for you and why he put you through that, because you're going to use your setback for your message. Now, Chris today talked about seizing the moment. You know, his epileptic seizures were horrendous and horrific, and he worked through those with some medication and some other stuff. But how many times do we need to think about seizing the moment, seizing the day, you know, seizing that message and how we can relate to other people and so spreading the gospel? You know, I love the story and how it was tied in today with Jacob and how Jacob wrestled with the Lord and how the Lord wrenched his hip out of socket. And all Jacob asked was for blessing. And that's what we need to do, even though through our setbacks. Bless us through our setbacks. You know, God will put us in those situations where we need to rely on him. And just remember that everything that he puts you through is for the glory of him. And so think about that today as you go about your day. How is your setbacks glorifying God? How are you utilizing those setbacks to reach other people and other men? You know, you guys, you have a fantastic day through the rest of this day, and really, really, really think about that and pray on that. But today's story was fantastic and how he utilized his setbacks for his message. You guys have a fantastic day. God bless.